can't get up for this kind of game. Lord have mercy.
Trib Live Radio presents the Steelers Roundtable with Trib Steelers writers Mark Cabali.
Our hearts are with him and doing this tough time for him. Rob and Ken, let's talk Steelers here because you know, on Sunday in the playoff spot. Let me ask you, first here Rob. You were at the stadium with us, on Sunday. Did you get the sense after winning
that I think is their best recipe for success? And by that I mean, they're going to have to score a lot of points, but they're going to have running. And I think on defense, they, for whatever reason, they haven't been comfortable until now, just sort of with the acknowledgement of it's going to be about the few plays.
Team good enough where you can say, without a doubt, this team is going to win a division, they're going to win out, they're going to make the playoffs.
Of course not. As invincible as they looked, wasn't it? You're looking at an 8-win team with a chance to get as high as 11 here before we're all done.
Right. And the Steelers are in the position they are in right now because of, as we mentioned earlier, the ability to get out in the pass game. Maybe it makes things a little easier for Antonio Brown, but it also makes things a lot easier for your speech playoffs. You know the Broncos aren't going to play like that. The Patriots aren't going to play like that. And to a lesser degree, maybe the Colts who already ran all over anyway. But
they couldn't, to me, win two of the final three. They probably couldn't win any of the final three. I'm not sure if they don't have him. Another weapon, and we have a primary weapon here. And I people will talk about the deep throw to Bryant. I think, to me, that run to Bell symbolized exactly what you're saying.
Running play. It's
incredible. He's looking... This is the highest compliment I can give a Steelers guard. He's looking Fanica-like right now.
Absolutely.
And that's a big thing. The other thing, Rob.
I think the Bengals defensively, were hampered some by not having Burfict in their lineup. And then we learned early this week he's going to be out for Annapolis when he threw the ball a lot. Yeah. I guess Baltimore, when he threw the ball a lot. And Roethlisberger had 12 touchdown passes. I think the comfort zone here for Todd Haley.
Brown might be the best route runner in the AFC, if not the NFL, but he said he looks closer to Antonio Brown the way he runs routes than he does a running back. He said he's a...
So they have a lot to play for, but it appeared to me that the 32nd ranked defense in the league is absolutely facing a nightmare with Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
If put all the eggs in the basket and said, not Lacey, I'm taking Bell. I think what happens is that Kevin Colbert sometimes gets a lot of credit.
In discussion, however you want to term it, this looks like, boy, man, the Falcons, they shouldn't be able to handle the Steelers. And every time we think that's because the Steelers...
That's an astute, by the way. But
there we go. Always praise the host. When you're talking about the...
I'm still saying that the team is supposed to win. It's supposed to beat. Ken, when you look at it, we've talked a lot about these kind of games. We like to characterize it.
I think two of three. Look, if you're going to win two of three, then this is the one to lose. I mean, that's the reality. If you look at the tiebreakers,
I do believe that the Steelers. If the Steelers beat Atlanta, I don't think they're going to lose to Kansas City and Cincinnati. I think Baltimore and
I don't know. The whole dynamic did seem to shift on that Dalton fumble. Maybe they can't overcome that.
That's why I say the fumble.
But they have made the playoffs 3 years in a row. You have to give them a little.
And here's why I'll say that. Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Flacco. And, I mean, to me, they're the core. I would trust Ben much more than Joe Flacco, but...
Probably stay with Brian Hoyer much longer than maybe Pettine really wanted to. Yeah. Mike Pettine's probably having tremendous regrets about it.
For the passing game. They were making some plays to Antonio Brown, but it wasn't one of those... Like, I'm talking the first quarter. I thought Ben did a pretty good job in that game of staying. And that, to me, that's the... The end game for the argument. Like, look, we got things on our fingers here, and so I think it.
Here's Lauren Matthews, the love.
Score two touchdowns.
Four takeaways last week.
And Le'Veon Bell's done something that only one of the greatest players in the history of the game has done with 200.
Those things are pretty simple to me. And I think they've decided you don't have to put the game into Ben Roethlisberger's hand every game. You don't have to.
Well, the theme of that song goes right along.
Pocket passer now. I mean, you don't see...
Well, yeah, that first quarter, that brutal quarter against the Saints, where everything was high. And that was Ben as a pocket passer. That's bad Ben, right? Like,
well,
bad Andy.
Yeah.
But
of the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not... I'm glad there's a better day ahead for the child of God. Everlasting life.
Gives you a little bit of
hope. I'll tell you what, he's as hard to tackle as almost anybody.
Well, I tell you what, I've had to admit, because I was one of those folks who said repeatedly, draft. I
want to cut in and remind you that our regular scheduled Southern Gospel music, it will return at 11, airing on the air, which cannot be streamed on WPTAM950.com. We look forward to seeing.
You know what Cincinnati's like. They're up and down. I'm still thinking this Steelers defense is the worst defense in this division, and I say because...
For your friendship. We're WPETAM950.com, and this is Dave Compton thanking you for right here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift.
Defense. This defense can, and Rob, still vulnerable. Can this defense stop Matt Ryan and Julio Jones on Sunday?
Richest blessings now upon those that are listening. Thank you for that wonderful love of God and for every good in Jesus' name. Amen.
They're trying to throw anybody under the bus. I think they're just trying to say, like, look, it's one thing here or there. I know how bad this defense is, and I knew how bad it was in week 3 of the preseason.
Under the bus for them. Because I think what has happened here is that Mike Mitchell has looked good in spurts. But he admitted yesterday, you know, that... I can't tell you what a cornerback can do, but my bottom line is that William Gay has had a history, and sometimes, Ike, of biting.
To
we have high standards.
There's an incredibly high standard.
50 sacks a year. Yeah. What are they at now? Mid-20s in terms of...
I think they're making some improvements up front in terms of...
But not take one of the Falcon safeties. Yeah, and replace them. Yeah. Those guys are horrible.
That's the true. Problem with Troy, too, is Troy was such an impactful play every series.
You mean the way the Steelers ran a counterplay?
Yeah, I mean, why can you run a counterplay? Why can you run a counterplay every series? And people want to give him credit for it because he hasn't been able to coach the way he's been successful.
You know, I don't know how much credit I would not give him. You know, I know what's going on with Dick LeBeau, but my he's now getting younger, and those young players are making a huge impact on this.
There's never going to be a conversation in Pittsburgh that doesn't bring up Steelers next year. But
it's going to start happening. You have to play John to it, and that's just the bottom line. If you're going to get Cam Thomas in free agency, why are you wasting the money and not playing him?
Yep.
Maybe he's not exactly what you want, but I kind of like the stock down, up and down thing. But go ahead. Who's your down?
Now, here's my question to clarify stock up, arrow up,
no,
arrow
don't
down.
Clarify things, man. It's out there now.
It's going to be a bad Sunday. It's either going to be him or Mike Mitchell, so I'll go with Troy because it just seems like Mike could take a little bit of a less of a beating. My stock up is...
He's gotten so far this season. He's lifted this football team in more ways than we can imagine. You know, because I talk about youth all the time. Sometimes you need that kind of that youth to
I'm not worried about him.
It's worth giving up the 100,000.
I'm not worried about him in the punt game because I haven't seen the Steelers punt well enough to actually think the ball is going to get there.
That's true. That's the field.
Pittsburgh comfortably.
Comfortably?
Yeah, me too.
I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
I'm going to defer to Mark Boley in his absence. Mark is going to make his pick for me.